tornado wrenched off steeples, broke stained glass windows, and tore up roofs at Comfrey's four churches. St. Paul's on the north side of town suffered the least, but even it will likely need new shingles. Under bright sunshine, many Comfrey residents walked to church Sunday, past the wreckage of their former lives. In a town where it's hard to take anything for granted, there was one familiar sound.
Last Sunday, 1 week ago today, the tempest arrived suddenly, with scarcely any warning. 45 seconds after the siren switch was pulled, the twister roared into this town.
Lutheran minister Lawrence Wolrabi of Redwood Falls delivered the sermon, joining Comfrey ministers and priests and church officials in the multi-denominational service. Members of the Lutheran churches in town and the United Church of Christ joined with Catholics at St. Paul's Church. Wolrabi told the churchgoers it's okay if they wonder why God allowed the tornado to happen.
The reason I know that God will not clobber you for asking such questions of Him is that this God of ours is not above the storm. This God of ours is not somehow aloof from or exempt from the gale force winds that sometimes sweep through our lives. God, our God, is with us in the eye of the storm.
When the darkness appears, oh, and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone, hear my cry, hear my call, take hold my hand, lest I fall. Oh, precious Lord, take my hand and lead me home.
The intense emotion was broken several times by laughter and clapping. The loudest applause at the service was reserved for Comfrey's mayor. Linda Walline directs the town's rebuilding effort, holding dozens of meetings with town residents, the Red Cross, Salvation Army, FEMA, the Minnesota Emergency Management Division, and others. She has an unusual electoral background. Walline won the mayor's chair by the slimmest of margins. When the votes were counted, she and her opponent were tied.
Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that a flip of a coin would bring me to the greatest challenge of my life. The challenge to work with a caring and wonderful community of people and to rebuild a town. I ask each and every one of you to have perseverance, to be patient, and to be strong in our vision of rebuilding Comfrey.
That vision seems to be off to a good start. Much of the debris has been hauled away, more is piled along curbs awaiting pickup. That activity, though, came to a halt Sunday morning to give everyone a chance to be in church. Even after the service, just about the loudest sound in town was a wind-blown piece of tin roof slamming over and over into the building's rafters. Lynn Schmidt is walking nearby with her granddaughter Courtney perched on her shoulders. Compared to what the town was like right after the tornado, she likes what she sees.
You couldn't walk through the streets. You had to watch every step you took. It was water all over, and now coming, at least you can walk up and down the streets. I mean, people are getting their yards cleaned up and stuff, and well, we look pretty good.
Perhaps most important, Comfrey residents have kept their humor. One homeowner tacked up a large poster near a punched-out picture window. It shows a frazzled cat with the caption, "A Bad Hair Day." Another has painted this announcement on the side of a badly damaged house, "For Sale, Cheap." That sense of humor will be tested in the coming weeks. At the church service, one minister warned the adrenaline surge of experiencing a tornado is often overwhelmed by the detail of rebuilding. Ahead are decisions and paperwork as the town turns a vision into reality. This is Mark Style, Main Street Radio.